Oklahoma under attack by satanic organization yet again. Oklahoma is under attack again. Oklahoma is under attack once again by a Satanist organization that is seeking to remove an ordinance outlawing the distribution of literature profanely mocking Christianity. The Wisconsin-based Freedom From Religion Foundation contacted the attorney for Edmond, Oklahoma on Tuesday to request the removal of the ordinance because the foundation contends that it is unconstitutional. The satanic FFRF was contacted by one anonymous citizen. One frickin' person, folks. It's just like the people in Colorado, not the people, excuse me, one person in Colorado where it was trying to get the word Jesus, literally the word Jesus, defined as hate speech. One person. The ordinance at issue is under the Public Peace and Safety section, which prohibits speech and behavior that results in a breach of the peace. It shall be unlawful and an offense for any person to circulate any literature or use any language within the corporate limits of the city of Edmond that casts profane ridicule on God, Jesus, or Christianity, which in its common acceptance is calculated to cause a breach of the peace or an assault, the ordinance states. Other laws under the section prohibit displaying inflammatory signs that would cause a breach of the peace, disturbing religious worship services with rude, indecent, or improper behavior, or generally using obscene, offensive, or abusive language on the streets in a manner that causes a public uproar. The FFRF states that the blasphemy law protects Christianity more than other religions, or atheism, and violates the First Amendment's right to freedom of speech. The law promotes religion, specifically Christianity, over non-religion and other minority religion, its letter reads. It establishes Christianity as the chosen religion and suppresses the free exercise of all others by placing in the religious sensibilities of Christians on a pedestal and punishing those who might attempt to ridicule them. Therefore, the FFRF organization is requesting that this law be struck from the books. This is not the first time in Oklahoma, or that Oklahoma has come under attack by a satanic group. Previously, Oklahoma has had a couple of duels with the ACLU and other atheistic organizations that actively seek to remove Christianity from the state. In 2014, a man drove his car directly into the Ten Commandments and claimed that Satan told him to. And of course, this is old, but it's there. After the Ten Commandments were repaired, in 2015, a court ruled that the state monument must come down. A Ten Commandments monument on the Oklahoma Capitol grounds is a religious symbol and must be removed because it violates the state's constitutional ban on using public property to benefit a religion, the Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled Tuesday. Now, of course, that was before the court ruling in 2015. The Satanic Temple had sought to place a statue of Baphomet next to the Ten Commandments, but was struck down because the people rejected it. Now, of course, if we keep going, in 2016, the people voted to have the Ten Commandments statue rebuilt and replaced after the court ruling. And again, here we are in 2017. And now this is not exactly on the state capitol, but it's Edmond, Oklahoma. So Oklahoma is under attack again. Now, I would imagine that this is only one state. There are several states that are currently under assault by Satanism, whether it be openly or subvertly, covertly. So, that said, pray for Oklahoma. Pray for the people who would make this decision, that they stand on the right side. That's all I've got for you. God bless and carry on.